North Dakota Highway Patrol's squad car struck west of Jamestown Wednesday. Jamestown community Thanksgiving tradition continues. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. On Wednesday, November 9th at approximately 6:30 p.m., a North Dakota Highway Patrol squad car was struck westbound on I-94 mile marker 260 at Jamestown. The trooper had witnessed a semi-jackknife at the location and semi was partially blocking the roadway. Highway Patrol Captain Brian Neewen says the trooper had parked on the scene of the crash with the emergency lights activated on the vehicle. Shortly after stopping on scene, the patrol car was struck by another passenger car. The trooper was not inside the vehicle at the time of the crash. The trooper was outside the vehicle and had to jump into the median to avoid being struck. They were not injured. Approximately 7 additional crashes occurred at the same location in quick succession with approximately 24 vehicles involved. I-94 westbound was closed between 6:30 and 10 to allow for investigation and recovery of all vehicles involved. You can read more at newsdakota.com. For 30 years, volunteers have dedicated a portion of their Thanksgiving to give back to the community. Concordia Lutheran Church is returning the annual community Thanksgiving meal through drive-thru and delivery options in Jamestown.
We're excited for another year of feeding the community of Jamestown, and so we're looking forward to it and hoping we'll be blessed with good weather.
Amy Neustill is a longtime organizer for the annual meal.
There's a lot of work and preparation. Last year we surpassed, it was the maximum number of meals we served was 742 meals in 2 hours. So, that's an undertaking.
There's a current need for volunteers to help serve the meals on Thanksgiving. You can find more information at newsdakota.com. And a reminder, there is a blizzard warning from north central South Dakota across eastern North Dakota into northwest Minnesota. You can send announcements, cancellations, and postponements to weather@newsdakota.com. That's your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. For more anytime, be sure to like us on Facebook at News Dakota.